From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama says he's willing to consider compromise variations to his plan for overhauling the nation's health care system, but only if he's convinced they will work.
I have no interest in having a bill get passed that fails, that doesn't work. I intend to be president for a while, and once this bill passes, I own it.
Mr. Obama, in an interview that will air tonight on CBS's 60 Minutes, the administration has been working with GOP Senator Olympia Snowe of Maine, who's considered one of the only Republican senators who might vote with Democrats on health care legislation. But Snowe says flatly that the president's proposal for a government-run health plan as an option for uninsured Americans and small businesses will not make it through Congress.
I urge the president to take the public option off the table because it's universally opposed by all Republicans in the Senate, and therefore, there's no way to pass a plan that includes a public option.
Snowe was on CBS's Face the Nation. The Republican congressman who shouted, "You lie," to President Obama during his speech to Congress last week is insisting that he will not apologize to the House of Representatives for the incident. Unless he relents, Congressman Joe Wilson of South Carolina could face a formal rebuke from the House, as NPR's David Wellner reports.
House Democratic leaders say they will introduce a resolution of disapproval this week if Representative Wilson does not apologize in the same chamber where he shouted at the president Wednesday night. But Wilson told Fox News Sunday he's done apologizing.
I've apologized one time. The apology was accepted by the president, by the vice president, who I know. I am not apologizing again.
Wilson also described his outburst as a town hall moment. Another South Carolina Republican, Senator Lindsey Graham, told Fox he was satisfied with Wilson's first apology.
He has apologized to the president. That's enough to me. It's good that the president accepted it. But I'd like to see this matter end. Joe's a good man. He made a mistake.
Still, Wilson continued to insist President Obama was misstating the facts. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Federal health officials say some swine flu vaccine may be ready earlier than first thought. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius.
We're on track to have an ample supply rolling by the middle of October, but we may have some early vaccine as early as the first full week in October.
Sebelius was interviewed on ABC's This Week. She says the earliest vaccine will probably go to first responders and healthcare workers. The second wave of swine flu infections in the U.S. is expected to peak sometime in October, and Sebelius says she is confident the vaccine will be available in time to beat the peak of the expected flu season. China's government says it's looking into whether the U.S. is subsidizing exports of vehicles and chicken meat to that country. The anti-dumping investigation comes 2 days after an announcement by the administration. This is NPR. Six construction workers have fallen to their deaths inside a skyscraper being built in Hong Kong. Officials say the workers plunged about 20 stories when a platform inside an elevator shaft collapsed. A former Canadian diplomat who was freed in April after being kidnapped by Al-Qaeda militants in Niger is claiming that a high-level leak may have led to his capture. Dan Karpinchuk has more.
United Nations Special Envoy Robert Fowler says the government of Niger may have leaked information that guided his Al-Qaeda kidnappers. Fowler says he has an email from the UN office confirming it had passed on his travel plans to all the appropriate people. And the government of Niger and the UN offices in Africa and New York were aware of his travel plans and route. Niger's ambassador to Canada is calling Fowler's allegations grotesque and ludicrous and is demanding an apology. Fowler and his aide endured more than 4 months of captivity in the desert when they were kidnapped. They were on a mission to broker a peace deal in northern Niger between the government and minority ethnic Tuaregs. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
A man suspected of robbing banks in 5 states has been arrested at a motel in Missouri this weekend on a tip from someone who recognized him from the TV program America's Most Wanted. The man was wanted on felony warrants for charges ranging from armed robbery to receiving stolen property. Juan Martín Del Potro has advanced to his first Grand Slam final with a straight-set victory over Rafael Nadal today at the U.S. Open tennis tournament. The 6-seed Del Potro took control of the match early and never let up to score his 3rd straight win over Nadal. Also today, Jack Kramer, a tennis champion in the 1940s and 50s, has died at his home in Los Angeles. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.